All right, why don't you give us, if you can, because this, it to me, is fascinating. I have always, and I'll tell you right now, always have believed in the 14-billion-year universe, the 4.5-billion-year solar system and planet Earth, all the way.
Yeah.
You ask me why, it's because scientists have told me that. I haven't had any way to go out and check myself. Tell me what the scenario was for the 6,000-year-old planet. You know, if you could just paint me a picture for what happened 6,000 years ago.
Well, I think first thing I want to, if I can congratulate you for your candid statement that you've understood that that's what you've been taught, you see.
Yes.
Because I suppose none of us have actually, or the majority of us haven't looked out at the information and probably really satisfied ourselves. You know, we can't presume that, you know, we're going through an education system and getting wrong information. I mean, if you go to the math class and you're told 2 and 2 is 2, and then you go off to your biology class and you're told you're an evolved ape, why should you think any different?
But I mean, if a scientist told me the universe, we think, is 22,000 years old, I would have no way to compare that to 14 billion years old. I mean,
yep.
if they all said it was 20,000 years old, I'd have to say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in this particular case, you know, kind of paint us this picture of this 6,000-year-old planet Earth. And are you also saying the universe is that old?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's fair to say, George, even if we're talking about creation, evolution, or even UFOs, that everybody, if you like, has a worldview. You know, remember I said before, I think we've already made up our mind how the world came to be. And creationists or evolutionists, we all have a worldview for which we interpret that information. Now, an evolutionist, as I said, he already believes the story to be true, so he looks for the information to fill in the blanks. Now, a creationist, if we're entirely honest, says, well, I start with the Bible. You know, that's like a lens or a filter for which I view the world. And the Bible, if you look at the genealogies, you know, tracing back from Christ, you can trace the genealogies to all the way back to Adam, the first man. In 1st and 2nd Kings, you have all the kings listed there in the book of Genesis. You know, the ages of the patriarchs are given when their children were born. And you know, some years ago, James Usher, the Archbishop, was a brilliant man. This is a man who entered university at age 13, was a master of 7 languages, became an Archbishop at age 21. He calculated a creation date looking from the Bible at 4004 BC. Now, all scientists start with a theory. That's what we should understand. No, there's not, the evidence doesn't tell us directly where it came from. We always have to interpret the evidence within our worldview. So creationists, similarly, will say, well, okay, well, I believe the Bible's history, so let me now work and see if I can support my conclusions. But an evolutionist does exactly the same thing. Now, I actually think 6,000 years is actually very old, believe it or not. When you think about it, all our recorded history only goes back in, you know, a few thousand years maximum. And you know, the geology of the Earth, you know, the biology of the Earth, the, you know, so-called different races, etc., that we see all around us, can actually also be explained by using the Bible's history. Now, the Big Bang, which is really the, if I can use the word, the genesis of evolutionary
okay.
ideas, you know,
okay.
there was a Big Bang 15 billion years ago. Well, how can you actually test something like that?
Well, I think a lot of this, based on the science I understand, has to do with the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And the speed of light, based on what they've calculated, tells them the age of the universe based on what they've been able to measure, decipher. And I think based on that, if the speed of light is indeed accurate, and you know, you may think otherwise,
mm-hmm.
then a 6,000-year-old universe would be grossly small in terms of the speed.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd confess there that that's probably one of the been the most difficult areas for creationists to you know, defend the idea of a young universe. But it's very interesting. I've got to go back to this issue of the Big Bang, because you know, it starts with nothing in the beginning, with no cause, no effect, and you know, there was a quantum fluctuation in nothing. A quantum fluctuation comes out of quantum mechanics, which basically operates outside the laws of physics. So first off, that's an unscientific principle in itself.
Sure.
And then the quantum fluctuation caused a mass kernel of energy no bigger than a pinhead, and in this mass kernel of energy you have the entire matter, all the matter and all the space in the entire universe contained therein. And then for some reason it suddenly expands, you know, faster than the speed of light, and not into pre-existing space, by the way. Now, what we see around us now are what we call redshifts. Redshifts are the wavelengths of light, if you like, from objects that are moving away from us. And the waves of light themselves are actually stretched. If they were moving towards us, they'd be blue in the spectrum, and as they move away, they are actually stretched red in the spectrum. Now, you just got to visualize this if you can for a moment. Everywhere we look out from the Earth, okay, we see redshifted light.
Okay.
Now that, the simple conclusion you can receive from, or deduce from observational evidence in looking out from the Earth and seeing redshifted light moving away from us in every direction is that you're somewhere near the center. Now what would be the chances of the Earth, the Milky Way, being somewhere near the center of the universe, given a, you know, a universal Big Bang, in a what we call a 15, you know, people believe a 15 billion year old universe. Now, the idea of it being 15 billion years old comes from, you know, you've sort of saying we're measuring light, but let's remember that a light year, which is the expression used, is actually not a measurement of time. It's an expression to use to quantify distance.
Distance, which is about, what, 6 trillion miles, something like that?
Yeah, I'd know it in kilometers. I think it's 9.6 trillion kilometers.
Yeah, all right, you would. You would, you Aussie, you.
But, so my point I was making there is that it's not a measurement of time. Although it's the time that light takes to reach us, even Big Bangers are saying that we're dealing in an early universe where the laws of physics did not operate.